We often talk of peace in the context of war, but this is a very narrow and restricted notion of peace. Peace is deeply linked with the entirety of human life. Peace is a complete ideology in itself. Peace is the only religion for both man and the universe. It is the master key that opens the doors to every success. Peace creates a favorable atmosphere for success in every endeavor. Without peace, no positive action, small or big, is possible. Baha'i Center, Bengaluru conducted a communal harmony program on September 24, 2023 and invited Ms. Fathima Sara, a member of the Bengaluru CPS team, to address the participants on the topic Islamic perspective on unity and harmony. At the end of the program, she was requested by the organizers to offer supplications and prayers for communal harmony. The participants were gifted peace literature of Maulana Wahiduddin Khan. Ms. Fathima Sara's talk and the prayers were well received by the audience. We present here a gist of her talk and the prayers along with some of the feedback from the participants. Unity and harmony. One of the stark realities of life is that divergence of views does exist between human beings, and that it impinges at all levels. Now the question is how unity can be forged, or harmony brought about in the face of human differences. The answer is by creating and fostering the spirit of acceptance and respect towards diversities. In this world, unity is achievable only by learning to unite despite differences, rather than insisting on unity without differences. For total eradication of differences is an impossibility. The secret of attaining peace in life is the principle of agreeing to disagree. Divergence of views plays an important role in the development of the human psyche. It is only after running the intellectual gauntlet that a developed personality emerges. There is nothing wrong in diversity of opinions. In fact, this is a positive quality, which has many advantages. The beauty of the garden of life is enhanced by the variety of flowers. An advantage ensuing from this attitude is that it builds character. If you are well-mannered towards those whose views are similar to yours, you may be said to exhibit a fairly good character. But if you behave properly with those holding divergent views from you, or who criticize you, you deserve to be credited with having an excellent character. In the same way, a society whose members hold identical views and never have any controversial discussions will soon find itself in the doldrums. The intellectual development of the members of this society will be stunted, because personal evolution takes place only where the interaction of divergent thinking provides the requisite mental stimuli. The adoption of a policy of tolerance during controversy and in the face of opposition is not a negative step. It is undoubtedly a positive course of action. Nobody in this world is perfect. If a person is endowed abundantly with some qualities, he may be lacking in others. This is one of the reasons for differences cropping up between people. But for life, this disparateness is actually a great blessing. The good points of one may compensate for the shortcomings of another, just as one set of talents in a person may complement a different set in another. If people could only learn to respect others' differences, their very forbearance would become a great enabling factor in collective human development. Islam, a revealed religion, is based on monotheism. Its supreme concern is the discovery of the Creator and submitting oneself to his will and creation plan. It addresses the individual through the Quran. Islam holds the principle of follow one and respect all. Islam desires peace to prevail in the world. The Quran calls the way of Islam the path of peace. 5:16, for us to tread on the path of unity, which is the path of peace. We need to understand a few basic concepts. Very few tasks can be accomplished. The adoption of a policy of tolerance during controversy and in the face of opposition is not a negative step. It is undoubtedly a positive course of action by individuals single-handedly. Only the talents of several individuals combined can achieve any substantial work. Just as it is true in commercial and political spheres, so is it true of social and religious work. But irrespective of whichever field the work is going on in, people will be able to work together only if they are patient and tender-hearted in their outlook. They will have to bear with one another, putting ill feeling behind them, and not become alienated towards one another over petty issues. It is good to be an idealist, but if someone eternally seeks the ideal in people, he is bound to be disappointed. The only way to be able to work with others, then, is to understand the fact that no one matches up to an ideal standard, and therefore one should extend moral support to those who seem the most deficient. We should ponder over this wisdom from the Quran, and from the teachings of the Prophet, who laid the foundation for a duty-conscious society, and not a rights-conscious society. Irrespective of whether we get our rights or not, we are duty-bound to stay united, keep peace, and live in harmony with others. Accept, respect differences as a part of the creation plan of God and work together for the common good. God is the creator of all things. He is the One, the Almighty. Quran 13:16.